Going back to you then, you were in fact born in St. John.
Yes, I was born the year after St. John opened, one of the earlier babies there.
And then you attended elementary school?
Yes, my schooling here in Tulsa was at Marquette through sixth grade. Then I went to Cashel Hall through graduation. And then before and after my service, I attended TU. And then in 1948, I was just about halfway through college at TU, and I transferred to Purdue University as a chemical engineer and graduated there in 1951.
After high school, though, your military service, what was that?
I went in what was called the Merchant Marine Cadet Corps. They had a cadet training program which led to both an ensign's degree and a maritime license. So I went in that in 1945. I went through their basic training at San Mateo, California for 3 months, and I went to sea a year. The war was just ending. The week that I first went out to sea on this cargo ship that I was on was VJ Day. So I was in San Francisco for VJ Day. That was a unique experience. I saw all of the things that you see pictures about today as a 18-year-old guy. I was at sea a year. I had a wonderful experience in the Western Pacific, and then back through the canal and up to New York and down to South America and North Africa and then Europe and then home to New York. And then I went to school at the Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York.
Were you required in a draft then? The war was winding down. Would you have had to have gone into the military?
I was either going to go in the draft or I had this option to enlist in this.
You finished that and you finished your degree work at Purdue. Then who did you go to work for?
When I left Purdue, I got a job with a chemical company from Indianapolis as a salesman here in Tulsa. I worked for them for about 5 years. Covered all of Oklahoma, West Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Kansas, selling pipeline coating. They produced a coal tar enamel pipeline coating that was very much the standard for pipeline coatings at the time. Since then, it has fallen out of favor because of the environmental effects of coal tar smoke and the difficulty of putting it on and protecting the workers. Those kind of things just kind of happened with different products, obviously. But that was a good job I had. I learned a lot about the sales business at that time. I left that to go into the drilling business with a friend of mine.
What company was that?
Our drilling company we established with Bob Reed, who had married a neighbor of our families and was a friend of our families. His father-in-law was Dr. Weatherby, a well-known seismologist with Amerada. He and my dad were good friends. They saw an opportunity to help me get involved in the drilling business, so I bought some stock in it along with Dewey Bartlett, who later became a governor and senator, and his brother David Bartlett, who was a well-known Republican here in Tulsa, and the Lockwoods, who were Bob Lockwood and Ned Lockwood, well-known insurance people here in Tulsa. I went in that business in 1953. I was an investor in it for several years and not an active worker in it. In 1958, when I left the chemical sales business, I went full-time with the drilling company. I was involved mainly in contact work, writing up contracts, and getting wells drilled.
How long did that association continue?
And that went on about 5 years. Then in 63, late 63, I was approached to run for office at the city level as a commissioner.
So then you maintained your interest in the business, re-drilling?
No, actually, re-drilling was being dissolved.
Okay.
Drilling prices kind of hit the tank. We just decided that it wasn't a profitable thing for either of us. We split the company up. I took the production that we had, the oil and gas production, and my partner took the equipment. He was still interested in doing that. That was probably a fortuitous thing as far as I was concerned, to not have to worry about the iron that went with it.